Daddy, wait up. You lost your wallet.
Look, I know I'm not your daughter. And in a second or two, you're going to realize there's no way that wallet fell out of your pocket. But before that registers in your mind, you should know that I will be in a lot of trouble if you don't play along. This poor, innocent, well, innocent looking at least, young girl will be in a whole lot of trouble with the local police if you don't help me. I'm sure you're wondering why you should, when I just stole your wallet. But I gave it back. With everything in it. I could have just tried to run from the police instead of this stupid ploy. But if the police do catch me, they'll keep your wallet as evidence for a few days. And then it will be returned, minus the money. See? The police here are bigger thieves than people like me. Let's make a mutually beneficial deal here. I've already given you your wallet back. I know you're here alone. Probably on a business trip. But lots of businessmen bring their daughters on trips. Or at least little girls they call their daughters or nieces or whatever. People won't care that we don't look too much alike. So let's pretend, just like those others, that I'm your daughter. Take me into your hotel room here. You only need to flash them the key card for your room and they'll let both of us in. But you have to do it fast, before those two men can stop us from entering. I will make it worth your while. Oh, I will make it worth your while. Because you have no idea what you're saving me from. But please, get me into that hotel. Please? Can't you see how scared your little girl is, Daddy? We're in. Thanks, I knew I could trust you. I felt bad about lifting your wallet. Because you were obviously the trusting kind. Maybe it's for the best that the police saw me with it. I broke one of the big rules about not checking the wallet until you were in the clear. But that meant that I had to give it back to you. Or try out running them. Something told me my odds were better with you. Can we get out of the lobby? Or maybe go to your room? I can't go back outside because they'll be waiting for me. I can't wait here in the bar because eventually they'll ask to see my key card. The only safe place for me tonight is with you, by continuing our act. I know you don't have any reason to trust me, other than that I did find your wallet for you. After I stole it, of course. But you did me a huge favor by playing along and getting me into the hotel here. Maybe you're thinking I'm just trying to get into your room so I can steal even more stuff from you. But I'm really just a simple pickpocket. It's one thing to just brush against someone out in the open and take their wallet or their watch. Here's your watch, by the way. Simple pickpocketing is usually pretty safe. I just totally miss seeing those police there today. But going into a hotel for a scam is dangerous. The hotel police can be even nastier than the real police. Sure, they're nice to a guest like you, but they get real pissed off if someone rips off their customers and it's not them doing it. The risk just wouldn't be worth the reward. So please take me up to your room, Daddy. Then I can drop the whole daughter act and be whatever you want me to be. Or I can keep up the daughter act if that's your thing. Either way, that ends up being a better night than eventually landing up in a jail cell or the dumpster behind the hotel. You have to be looking to unwind after what must have been a lot of meetings today. This place is famous for our beautiful women. You must have noticed that. Maybe if I wasn't here right now, you'd be in the bar and one of the hotel girls would be working on you right now. But that would be a waste of money when I am willing to give it away for free. Although, I wouldn't turn down a sandwich from room service and a bottle of that overpriced water from the fridge in your room. But that's up to you. Me? I look 18, don't I? Dressed up like this with makeup and everything. I can't go around looking like some poor girl that's too old to be a street urchin now, can I? I have to fit in, so people won't notice me. so I work very hard to look like just another teenage girl. Don't you just want to leave it at that? It's not like being underage would help me with either the police or the cops. It wouldn't get you in any trouble since no one will find out. As far as the hotel people are concerned, I'm your daughter. You pay enough in this hotel that they won't ask questions unless you get carried away. So what do you say? I have far more to risk by going up to your room than you. I'm just a local criminal. You could do some pretty messed up stuff to me and no one would care. But I don't think you're the type for that. Maybe you're not even the type to sleep with a strange girl. But at least let me up to your room. I'll sleep on the couch or something. I'd prefer a big, soft bed, though. And I'm definitely not opposed to sharing it with you. Or sharing myself with you. You almost literally saved my life today. You have no idea how scared I was out there, in front of the hotel. In fact, my heart's still racing. Here, let me take your hand and show you how fast it's beating, Daddy. See? So very, very fast. But wouldn't you like to take me up to your room and try to make it go even faster? And feel it beating without my dress and bra in the way? Or maybe feel my heart beat in all kinds of other interesting parts of my body? Good idea, Daddy. Let's go up to our room. Oh, wow. This room really is something. Are all the rooms like this? No, they aren't, are they? You've got a really nice one, even for this place. I always wondered what it was like inside of here. But this is even better than I imagined. It's like an apartment. You've even got a little kitchen. And there's a fancy room service menu. Can we order room service, Daddy? I've always wanted room service. Let's see how much stuff costs here. And... Okay, we are not ordering room service, Daddy. Everything is ridiculously expensive. Oh, don't tempt me. You'd be surprised by how much food I can eat. But I'd feel bad about racking up that big of a room service bill. I am a thief, but these prices here are a bigger scam than I ever pulled. If we were out there instead of here, I'd take you to places with some honest food at a fair price. Or I'd make you a meal myself for less than the cost of a bottle of water on this menu. I'll tell you what. I'll let you order something for me. For your little girl. But first, I have to be a good girl and earn it. At the same time, I have to pay you back for not turning me into the police and letting me hide in your room until morning. But I hope that I can convince you to get me some food. Just look at me, Daddy. Under this dress, I'm practically skin and bones. Well, with maybe some baby fat, but in all the right places. Mostly the places held in place by this bra and panties. But you can't really judge until I take them off. Then you can see how hungry your girl is. How hard she's willing to work for her daddy to buy her a nice meal. They do have some nice things on that menu. And you do want your little girl to have all the best things, don't you, Daddy? Things like the food on the menu here, or the soft sheets in this bed, or your cock. Pick me up and carry me, Daddy. Carry me over to your bed and tuck me in, then crawl in with me. You're so strong. I feel so safe being carried by you. You wouldn't let the police get me, or the hotel security. Something tells me I'm safer tonight than I've been in a long time. Now lie me down, Daddy. Lie me down on this big, soft bed and... Wait, there's chocolate on the pillow. They put chocolate on the pillows? And they don't charge you for it? Other than the insanely high prices on the room itself. Oh, sorry to break character, but can I have one? Or both, maybe? Thank you, Daddy. Oh, this is good stuff. It's so small, but so good. But then again, so am I. Okay, back to the daddy-daughter thing, right? Okay, Daddy, the chocolate is gone. But there's something just as sweet in your bed now. Now, take off that fancy and handsome suit, Daddy. Your little girl won't be offended if you check the pockets for all of your stuff. I didn't take anything. Even though when you were carrying me would have been the perfect time. I'm completely naked, so where would I have to put it? You're about to gain access to all of your little girl's holes. You look nice without any clothes on. It wasn't just the suit that made you look handsome and dignified. And sexy, too. Now join me in bed, Daddy. It's lonely in this bed. And cold. I need you to keep me company. And keep me warm. Oh, but Daddy, leave the light on. I want to see everything. Now get on top of me, Daddy. It's a big bed. But we only need one small part of it. A roughly U-shaped part of it. I'll fit entirely inside of that same spot. Especially once you fit yourself into me. So gentle and careful, Daddy. Just as careful lying on top of me as I was lifting your wallet. I can barely feel your body on top of mine. But I hope I get to feel everything that happens next. Like that. The feel of Daddy's cock starting to press against my pussy. First gently, nervously. You're so cute, Daddy. I should be the nervous one. But then pressing harder and harder until... Your cock is so big. I'm so small, but... we made it work. You're completely inside of my pussy now. I'm so vulnerable like this. With you on top of me. And in me. But somehow, I still feel so safe. Now make love to your little girl. You've more than earned the right as my daddy. And then my protector. Make me your woman tonight, Daddy. Oh, that's good. I knew you would be gentle, Daddy. You're a good man. I knew that instinctively, somehow, which is why I turned to you for help, even after I robbed you. I think I'm even glad the police saw me, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be doing this. Now aren't you glad you left the light on, Daddy? You can look down onto your little girl's adoring face as you make love to her. You can watch her mouth part as she moans, and her little chest heave as you make love to her. The sun outside couldn't make me sweat, or even being seen by the police. But you can. You're doing such things to my young body, Daddy. It's so much more than your cock sliding in and out of my pussy. You're making me feel things throughout my body. Magical things. And you're gonna bring your little girl to orgasm. But not until you come, Daddy. I'll come when you do. Even though it gets harder and harder to wait. I want you to come so hard. To make all the trouble I caused worthwhile. And so you don't mind all the room service I order after this. So hurry, Daddy. Come in me. I'm fighting my orgasm as long as I can, but I'm just a little girl. Your cock and your experience is proving too much for me. So don't tease me, Daddy. Don't torture me. Come in your little girl so she can find release. That's it, Daddy. I can feel you coming in me. Now I can come too. I can come for my daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Not just for letting the police get me, but for making love to me so perfectly. Oh, and for ordering me room service. Here, you order for me. Order whatever you think I earned. I think you have a better appreciation for the stuff on the menu than I do. But you can teach me what's good off of it. Because you enjoy the finer things in life, don't you, Daddy? Like good food. Or good little girls. And after we have the first, you can have the second again and again, as much as you want.